Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, why did the government put this law into place?
Look, the government patched a deal with its backers in the mining industry before the election, and only they didn't take the wider community into their confidence as to the detail of what was being proposed. There was no wide-ranging community consultation or even consultation with key stakeholders such as farmers before the government sprang this bill on the Parliament on the 8th of March. Now, what's important to remember about this legislation is that it's directed at peaceful protesting. It does so with a series of quite draconian measures. Activities that were previously completely legal will in future expose farmers, groups such as the Knitting Nannas and the wider community to jail penalties of up to 7 years under new criminal provisions by extending to coal seam gas and other unconventional gas operations existing criminal laws about interfering with a mine. So when people act to protect their land, their water and their food security in the future, they'll be able to be criminalised. But of course, these laws are not limited to CSG mining or even to mining. They contain new police powers to disperse peaceful assemblies unless those assemblies are authorised under the Summary Offences Act, which will for the first time give police the effective power to shut down peaceful protest activities. But perhaps the most draconian of the measures are the new powers for police to stop and search people and vehicles without a search warrant on the basis of suspicion.
Really?
Yes, and to allow the seizure of property without proper process or protection by the courts. At the moment, if the police take things from you, you can later get them back, and if the police won't give them back to you, you can go to court to retrieve your property. But these new laws allow the police to take the property from you if they think that the property will be used to lock on to facilities or may pose a threat to public safety. They can seize your property and then they can sell them, and the money will be paid into the bank account of the state, and you've lost your property. So this legislation is quite an overreach. It strikes at the heart of a fundamental aspect of our democracy, the right to peaceful protest.
Yeah.
And it really strikes at people's right to signify community feeling and opposition to government and corporate policies and actions with which they disagree. And it's a new low standard in New South Wales. And sadly, it's not alone. There are similar laws that were passed in Tasmania and in Western Australia, all at the behest of powerful commercial interests.
Yeah.
But perhaps one of the most disturbing aspects of the bill is that it really elevates the right of commercial or business interests over that of the wider community. These new trespass laws, for example, give special protection to property where a business undertaking is being conducted, whereas, you know, your property and my property will only receive a lesser level of protection from trespass. So Mike Baird and his government are sending a clear signal that this is a government for the big end of town and a government for sectional and powerful financial interests, not for the wider community. It's very disturbing no matter which way you look at it.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're very draconian. I mean, so how has anti-protest laws affected, like, other countries? I mean, I remember writing as a child for Amnesty International to other countries going, these people have a right to protest, but it seems now we can't even in Australia.
Yes, well, look, what the government's clearly doing is that they're very unhappy that community action across New South Wales has derailed their gas plans. You know, it was the community that stood up against coal seam gas in places like Gloucester and Narrabri and now the Pilliger and in other places as well. And, you know, by protesting in those communities, standing up for their land, their water and their food security, they've actually helped change public opinion across society to the point where, you know, I think there's been a fundamental shift in outlook. The government is still clinging desperately onto its gas plan and plans to release new licences for gas exploration, but, you know, the Labor Party changed its views on this in the last term of Parliament, and we now have a, I think, a very sophisticated science-based approach to the issue, which we hadn't in the past. But the government is unhappy that the public stood up to it and derailed their plans for gas wells across the state. And so they've now, at the behest of their friends in the mining industry, implemented these draconian laws to try and scare people off from protesting in the future. And I think that's a bad thing for our society. I mean, people should remember that it was the right to peaceful protest that secured women the right to vote, helped achieve Aboriginal self-determination laws to the extent we have them, also helped to achieve many of the legal advances for people's human and legal rights, for gay people, for example. And in so many other ways, the right to protest has played an important role in peaceful social change in our society. And the Baird government seems to want to block that avenue. And I think that's a real problem. And people need to understand what this government is really about, because this is the real face of the Baird government.
Yeah. So you mentioned before, a lot of these protesters against coal seam gas is farmers and the knitting nanas. I mean, what's the public going to see when they see police arresting a nana with her knitting needles?
Well, that's right. I mean, look, obviously, if that happens, then obviously the public will have to draw their own conclusions about the real nature of the Baird government. I mean, what the government says is that these laws were about public safety, which is simply not true, because there are adequate laws. For example, there are laws that already deal with obstructing traffic. There are laws that already deal with obstructing the operation of people with mining titles. And there are already, laws that deal with affray or riot or, breach of the peace. So many of the things the government says would be dealt with by these laws are already dealt with by other laws. What is quite clear is that this law is simply to scare the public from protesting. And I think that's a bad thing. And as I said, there's also got some other draconian measures, such as the stop, search and seizure of property laws, which is a new low even for this government. For a government that says it was founded, the Liberal Party claims to have been founded on respect for private rights, including property rights, these laws are simply extraordinary.
Yeah, and just to finish off, do you think these laws can be implemented? I mean, they seem quite extreme.
Well, look, that remains to be seen. The governor has signed the laws, signed the bill into law, but the law hasn't yet been commenced. Let's see what happens. What I do note is that similar laws in Tasmania are now being challenged in the High Court because it is said they infringe on the implied right in the Constitution to freedom of political communication.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the New South Wales laws are subject to the same challenge. But Labor leader Luke Foley has committed a Labor government to repealing these laws. So that's our policy. We fought them tooth and nail in the Parliament. When they passed the Parliament, we took the unusual step of lodging a formal protest with the Governor about the passage of these laws because of their fundamentally undemocratic nature. And we're now following through with a commitment to repeal the laws if we're elected to government.
All right. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
Pleasure.